share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. After much speculation of the re-implementation of MCO over the past few days, Senior Minister Ismail Sabri Yaqub has finally confirmed on 4 May 2021 that 6 districts in Selangor will be placed back on MCO, starting today, 6 May, till 17 May 2021. The 6 districts are Petaling, Hulu, Longat, Klang, Gombak, Kuala Longat, Sepang. However, as always, there are many are still unclear and or confused over this round of MCO SOPs. Are they still the same as before? Has anything changed from before? What are the SOPs for Selangor? If these are some of the questions you've been asking, read on. We hope this helps. SOP related to travel and transportation. Is inter-district traveling allowed? No. Same as interstate travel, inter-district travel is also strictly prohibited. However, it is only allowed for emergency reasons such as death or natural disasters, with a valid permit from PDRM. On a side note, interstate and inter-district traveling is allowed for married couples who are living apart but would still need to obtain permission from PDRM. Roadblocks will be set up at the borders between every district. But what if my vaccination appointment is in another district? Those who need to cross districts to head for their vaccination appointments are allowed to travel inter-district. A permission letter is not required. From the police, simply flash your appointment details as proof using either the MySagittara app, website, or SMS if stopped by the authorities. How many passengers in a vehicle? The number of passengers per vehicle is as per the capacity of the vehicle. For example, 5 passengers are allowed in a 5-seater car. Can I go out to buy essentials? Yes, you can. You may go out to buy necessities for your household as well as for reasons such as medical purposes and carrying out official government affairs and judicial duties. SOP related to schools and education. Institutions. All schools and educational institutions in Selangor will be closed. From the 6th of May onwards, can students living in hostels, boarding schools go home? Students living in hostels or boarding schools will be dealt with in stages according to the regulations of the State Department of Education. Inter-district travel for these students is permitted with a letter of permission from KPM, KPT, IPT. How will classes be commenced during MCO? According to Mo, learning sessions after the Hari Raya Idul Fitri holidays will be conducted from home. Pembelajaran di Rumah, PDPR, are teachers allowed to go to school? Teachers, lecturers, and instructors will be allowed at school and educational institutions for teaching and learning purposes, with confirmation from KPM and KPT. What about international examinations and laboratory facilities? International examinations, as well as laboratory facilities for research purposes in institutions of higher learning, IPT, are allowed in accordance with the SOP of the IPT. These requirements must be accompanied by a confirmation by the Ministry of Higher Education, MOHE, or IPT. SOP related to restaurants and other economic sectors. Restaurants, food stalls, food trucks, roadside hawkers, street hawkers, food courts, hawker centers, roadside food stalls, and kiosks are allowed to operate between 6 a.m. to 12 a.m. Can I dine in at restaurants? No. Only takeaway, drive-through, and delivery services are allowed, starting at 6 a.m. till 12 a.m. Dine-in, including Ramadan buffet in restaurants and hotels, is not permitted at all. Are Ramadan bazaars allowed to operate? No. Ramadan bazaars in Selangor's MCO districts will not be allowed to operate from the 8th of May onwards. However, Idul Fitri bazaars are allowed to operate until 10 p.m. with tightened SOP. What are the other businesses that are permitted to operate during MCO in Selangor? Restaurants and F&B outlets, 6 a.m. 12 a.m. petrol stations, 6 a.m. 12 a.m. convenience stores, Kedai Runsit, 6 a.m. 12 a.m. pharmacies, 6 a.m. 12 a.m. hospitals, clinics, medical labs, 24 hours Pasar Harian, Pasar Thani, Pasar Awam, 6 a.m. 2 p.m. veterinary clinics and pet stores, 6 a.m. 10 p.m. laundry shops, 6 a.m. 10 p.m. barbers, hairdressers, 6 a.m. 10 p.m. optical shops, 6 a.m. 10 p.m. What are some of the prohibited activities? Spas and reflexology centers, clubs and pubs, theme parks and indoor playgrounds, karaoke, cinemas, contact sports and tournaments involving audiences, group sports and events such as fun runs and marathons, social activities involving big groups including weddings, receptions, gatherings, retreats, birthday celebrations, kendori, and more. Business events involving big groups such as seminars, conferences, talks, exhibitions, and more. Do I have to check in at every store in a supermarket, mall? For shopping complexes, supermarkets, and department stores, customers will only need to perform a body temperature scan once. At the entrance of the complex and not at every business premises under one complex. Of course, body temperatures above 37.5 degrees Celsius are not allowed to enter the complex and premises. Do I need to wear a face mask 24/7? It is compulsory to wear face masks, especially when in crowded public places except for the following activities and places. Own residence, involving household members hotel room, paid accommodation, involving household members personal workspace indoor and outdoor sports and recreational activities own vehicle, involving household members indoor or outdoor public areas without other individuals when eating and drinking in public without any other individuals. SOP related to sports activities and leisure. Individual and team sports, as well as recreational activities that have no physical contact, can be conducted. However, social distancing of at least 1.5 meters is required in open areas, public parks, and enclosed areas. Can I go swimming? No. Swimming pools or any activities that require you to use the pool are not allowed. Can I organize tournaments? Organizing tournaments, competitions, or friendly matches is limited for the organization of the Malaysian Football League, MFL, Malaysia Hockey League, MHL, and Sepak Takraw League, STL, and only without any spectator presence. What about sports and recreational activities involving groups? Sports and recreational activities such as aerobics, Zumba, Tai Chi, etc., can be carried out with the practice of social distancing. No physical contact is allowed and it is limited to 30% of area capacity or not more than 30 people only, whichever is lower, at one time. SOP related to creative industry. Activities related to the creative industry are allowed but limited during this MCO. What are these activities? Recording activities for music, concerts, filming, talk shows are allowed for indoor recording is allowed but will be limited in MCO areas. This means minimal crew members and no audiences as well as complying with creative industry set SOPs. Can busking activities take place? Yes. Indoor busking activities in building premises such as cafes and food courts that are not open areas are allowed. Other activities. Driving institutions and flight training centers. Driving institutes and flight training centers are allowed to operate during the MCO period based on SOPs prepared by the Ministry of Transport Malaysia. Fishing activities. Fishing activities are allowed to operate during this MCO period based on the SOP provided by the Department of Fisheries Malaysia. Disclaimer. The information stated is accurate as of the time of writing. All SOPs are subject to changes as announced by the government. What are your thoughts on these SOPs? Let us know in the comment section below. Also read. Restaurants and food trucks in Selangor allowed to open from 6 a.m. to 12 a.m. during MCO. Source. Piston Source. Study International Source. Backpacking Source. Time Magazine Source. Coconuts. Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.